I really meant to follow through on what I promised, Tease Toy, when we first began. I know I told you that if you were a good boy and let me keep you in chastity for a few months, you would get a reward. And you were. You were a good boy. You followed my training program to the letter. You did your edges for me in the shower every morning, supervised, of course, after which you compliantly iced your cock back down to limp, dried it carefully, lubed it lightly, and stood still while I slipped your genital prison back in place. You did all of this with a minimum of moaning, but you couldn't hide the pained expression on your face. You've never been sexier to me than in those moments. Your balls swelled and grew to truly shocking proportions and took on a consistently red cast, red with hints of purple. They were so beautiful that way. And I don't want you to think that I don't deeply appreciate being able to see that. But no sex we've ever had or will ever have again was as satisfying to me as seeing that chastised cock and those swollen blue balls dangle over my face where I could kiss them and nuzzle them as I milked your prostate with two lubed fingers buried deep in your ass. I loved being christened with the juice of your frustration as it dripped from the end of the cage. The desperate way you ate my pussy in that special 69 was something truly for the ages. Yes, I admit you've been good. And yes, I know I told you that we could be together the way we used to, as you put it, at the end of it all. But when I thought of losing all of those experiences, of never again being truly satisfied in our relationship, I just couldn't go through with it. Just a few more months, Tease Toy. And then, if you're as good a boy as you've been in these first three, we can talk again about release. I promise. If this fantasy gave you a little tingle and you'd like to know more about my kinky tastes, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.